JMP back with you here on ESPN West Palm tonight, ESPN 106.3 and the free ESPN app. And, of course, we've got the tournament here on ESPN 106.3, and you guys are all getting your brackets and selections ready. And we have a contest that is incredibly cool, that is different than I think almost any other contest around here. And it is a big enough deal that we welcome in for the first time ever on ESPN West Palm tonight, the founder and CEO of Good Karma Brands and the brainchild behind so many of these great contests and everything that we do, Mr. Craig Karmazin. And Craig, appreciate it. I got to be honest, I'm going to take everybody behind the curtain here for 1 second before we talk about what's going on with Cover 5. When I heard you were coming on, I was about 90% excited and about 10% nervous because is it a rational like feeling to be have a little bit of nerves when you're interviewing like the CEO of like the company that you work for?
I don't think so. I don't think for you, JMP, with our relationship and as long as you've known me and the fact that it took me this long to get an invite on the show. It's not like there's like, oh, the other 10 times you've invited me, I haven't been willing to come on. So I'm the one who should be nervous that it's my first time you've invited me after all these years. And who knows when I'll get my next invite.
That is a fair point. And I don't think it'll take this long to get the next invite. So I think this is such a cool event. Before we get into, you know, specifically with, you know, what Cover 5 is doing with March Madness, like this is such a cool idea with the Cover 5 product, you know, in the midst of everything going on in sports gambling. And it's so different. Like how important was it to you to invest in something and be a part of something that, you know, it is not like every other, type app or thing in, you know, in the sports wagering space?
Yeah, it wasn't important at all for us to be invested in the sports gaming space because we have so many great partners who do it already. So we work around the country with so many different amazing sports gambling companies and games and so many unique things. So it just happened that, you know, I started playing this game that was just so much fun. And I thought it could use a bigger megaphone. And I thought our company was the perfect way to do it. So it just happened that it was there and there was an opportunity for it. And the Cover 5 game, which started exclusively as an NFL game, has been adapted into different sports over the years. And I just think it's a great game that our fans and listeners and everyone are going to be able to have so much fun with.
So what are the main things out there when you are telling everybody about Cover 5 and what they're doing for the NCAA tournament and, you know, of course, how everyone can get involved, you know, even for free for great
cash? Yeah, so we bought this app, you know, and website, you know, cover5.com or Cover 5 app on Google or Android. And it's a free app, free game, free to play, and you win real money. So like, you know, Thursday, $1,000, Friday, $1,000, Saturday, $1,000, Sunday, $1,000. And then whoever wins the whole weekend, we give $10,000 to. And Cover 5 is exactly what it is. You pick five games against the spread every day. And so it's regular spread the way you'd pick football. Except the thing is, every point matters. So if your team that you pick is favored by 10 and they win by 6, you lose 4 points. If they're favored by 10 and they win by 14, you gain 4 points. But what happens, and the beauty of this game is that every single point matters because whether it's your teams that you picked for or against, or everyone else picking the different games, every basket that's scored, you're moving up or down the leaderboard. So you think about when you're watching your fantasy football lineup on a Sunday and how much it changes. This is exponentially more because every basket and every point of every game matters. The additional thing that I love about this is it's point spreads. So sure, some of us think we can beat the spread, but others are like, hey, I think Vegas may know as much as me. So if you're one of those people, pick your favorite mascot, pick your favorite city, and you have as good a chance to win as anybody else because it's all against the spread. So the thing I love about it is really anyone can win, which is sometimes I think when you're playing certain games, you feel like, hey, if I'm not spending my whole life on this, I have no chance to win this thing.
Craig Carmenson, CEO, founder, Good Karma Brands, talking about Cover 5. And if you enter in the promo code West Palm, you can get in for free cash prizes every day, cover5.com or the Cover 5 app. And yeah, to your last point, Craig, I love sports wagering and sports gaming. I don't do a lot of it myself, but I've always been drawn to, if it's football, if it's basketball, thinking, you know, if I don't know a lot about the game, I might get a little more value picking the underdog. And maybe that's me as a fan, because you're rooting for, hey, if somebody is a 15-point underdog in a basketball game, you can, you know, there's a lot of different outcomes that potentially would go in your favor. But what I find interesting here is, you know, is the value in necessarily picking the 10 seed that you think may upset the 7 seed and is a 3-point underdog, or is it looking at a 1 seed or a 2 seed and saying, yeah, I think they're going to win by a lot more than 20 points. It's just a different way I feel like people will look at these games.
Yeah. I mean, if you think Gonzaga could win by 38, then all of a sudden you can pick up 18 points, right? If they cover that 20 point spread. But if you think Kentucky, who may be favored by 17, if you think they could be upset, even if they lose by 2 points, or if it turns out they end up winning by 5, you still pick up 12 points. So I don't think there's necessarily like, oh, the underdogs are better or the favorites are better. But I think you have to guard against the big loss play. Like if you really think there's a chance that Gonzaga could get upset, then you got to stay away from a 20-point spread. Because even if they win by 6-7 points, you know, you get a minus 13 or a minus 14, you're sliding down that leaderboard. That's the beauty of this. Because also you can go 1-4, but if you're 1 is a great one, it could actually make up for your 4 losses. I mean, there's so many different aspects of this game that make it so much fun. And you hit on it. The West Palm is what you need to hit when you sign up. And then you play for free and you're competing for $10,000 through the first weekend and $1,000 each day.
And I got to think too, along with all the other perks and reasons to play, if Gonzaga somehow loses in the first round, you know, a la Virginia a couple of years ago, like your bracket's not busted. Like you lose that game, you may lose a lot of points, but hey, you can come back and still, you know, whether it's go 4-1 in the rest of your games or come back and play the next day.
Yeah, or exactly. You said it, play the next day, go for $1,000 the next day. Or, you know, if Gonzaga loses, by the way, and you had them, and they not only didn't cover the 20-point spread, but they also lost the game and you drop a negative 20 plus, you're in trouble, right? But as you said, that may slide you from 100th place down to 283rd, but the next game could slide you right back up. So it's a game that is forgiving in that way, but it can also be unforgiving, right? You can rattle off 7-8 sure. wins and then you take one big loss that could really, really hurt you.
Craig, appreciate it so much. Excited for this, making the games even more exciting this weekend. And yeah, we'll talk soon on ESPN West Palm tonight.
Yeah, Cover 5, keyword West Palm to play. Thanks, JMP.